Triple J.
You're listening to Triple J with the Doctor. I'm on the phone with musician, writer, filmmaker, and all-round legend, Nick Cave. I've got to tell you, sir, I'm a little bit nervous speaking to you.
I'm nervous speaking to you as well.
Oh, that's good.
I'm always nervous, especially on the radio.
Right. And what is that? Is it a nervous energy that drives you, or is it is it an apprehension?
I think it's just that people will realise how incredibly inarticulate I actually am.
I think there is
I'm not made for radio.
I got to say, I saw an interview with your tailor, and I guess that shows you a certain status if people are interviewing your tailor, Chris Kerr.
Is that right?
Yeah, and he said you were terrifying but always polite and courteous. So I guess that's quite nice.
Well, he ran away to Boston, that guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I turned up and he'd fallen in love late in life, and, you know, he was not a young man, and left his business for a woman and gone to Boston.
Now, who's he dressing in
Boston? So I was left looking kind of shabby for a while until I could find a new one.
But you have, I imagine.
Yeah, a guy called Sam Arcus across the street, actually.
He didn't try very hard. He didn't go very far.
Well, there's Berwick Street tailors, which are cheaper than the Savile Row tailors. You know, Berwick Street tailors make suits that you can work in, you know, that you can actually wear. Savile Row tailors make them to kind of ponce around in, and I like a working suit.
You do work in them. You work hard in them, I've got to say.
Exactly.
I'm talking to Nick Cave. Now, Grinder Man 2 is an amazing, it's an amazing sounding album, and but you said you wanted to approach Grinder Man 2 in a more serious way than the first album. What do you mean by that?
I guess what I was trying to say was that I think that there was a kind of wide-eyed sort of humour on the first album. There's almost a humour in the fact that we were managing to play these different sorts of instruments and that kind of thing that I wanted to get rid of. I want Grinder Man to be a kind of serious concern, and this new record, I think, even though it's a joyful kind of record and it sounds like we're having an enormous amount of fun underneath it, you know, it's a serious thing. I mean, I think there was a sort of nudge-nudge, wink-wink kind of thing that was going on with that first record that I wanted to get away from.
Was that because you just learnt, after years of playing the piano and singing, you just learnt guitar for Grinder Man?
Well, you know, I mean, in the studio, people were actually laughing at me while I picked up the guitar and playing, you know.
Who was laughing?
The other members.
Warren.
The other members. Yeah, Warren and so. I mean, Warren was hugely... He wanted to disband Grinder Man when I started started to say that I didn't want to actually play the guitar. He said, well, I'm out. So he kind of made me play the guitar. But now the kind of novelty's worn off a little bit for everybody, and I've just had to sort of learn it a bit better. And that aspect has gone from the music, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah, well, I think the first time I saw you play guitar was when the Bad Seeds did that cover of Johnny Cash's The Singer. And
but I wasn't actually playing it then. I was just pretending to. You mean on the TV?
In the video clip, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
Oh, that's...
I was just pretending.
Dear, oh dear. Well, you're not pretending now.
Smoke and mirrors, mate.
Oh, you've just lifted the veil. It's the Wizard of Oz all over again. I'm talking to Nick Cave. Let's have a listen to a track from Grinder Man 2. This is a song you may not have heard yet, Worm Tamer on Triple J. On Triple J with the Doctor, that is Worm Tamer by Grinder Man off Grinder Man 2. Nick Cave is on the phone, which is an awesome honour, sir. And Worm Tamer, now you said that you've thrown off this sort of less serious, this tongue-in-cheek aspect of the first album. Worm Tamer features the line, "My girl calls me the Loch Ness Monster, two great big humps, and then I'm gone."
All right, you have to take that in context, I'm afraid.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, we just heard it. It carries on from, like, you know, the first song, Grinder Man song we heard, No Pussy Blues. It's just all one liner after one liner, sexually charged, frustrated one liners, basically, isn't it?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, look, there's one thing they're about is about sex, you know. But there's a deep neurosis that's running through all of through both of those records and a lot of those songs, and you know, and an anxiety around the subject that I think stops these records from being kind of cock rock kind of stuff and turns them into something completely different. And to me, that's quite interesting about them. You know, the way that I go around writing lyrics with Grinder Man is that it's done very much, and it's a very much improvised kind of thing. So we go into the studio, the four of us, without any ideas about anything, and just start playing and singing and all of that sort of stuff. And a lot of my stuff is ad-libbed lyrics, you know, and some of it's good. I take it, I kind of listen to it back and think, you know, that's okay, and take it away and work on the lyrics or work on the theme that's kind of come up, which has come up on a more subconscious kind of way, but, you know. And so I guess Grinder Man lyrics are more free and more less concerned with more classical kind of constraints than the Bad Seeds ones are.
Yeah, and I guess because with the Bad Seeds,
you can edit that, for example.
You do. No, but with Bad Seeds, you do write, you know, at a desk. So this is obviously a different way to do it in a band jam situation. But also, there are songs on the album like Worm Tamer, Heathen Child, which we'll hear soon, Evil, even Kitchenette to an extent, that wouldn't sound too out of place on a Bad Seeds album. And I guess now that Warren Ellis is in the Bad Seeds, you know, there's four parts of the Bad Seeds, which is Grinder Man. How is the approach different?
Well, I think we write the songs collaboratively. That's basically the difference. We go into the studio and write songs together. With the Bad Seeds, I write the songs largely. I write the songs, and I do that largely. It's not always, actually, these days, but most of the time, sitting on my own and writing songs. But I'm not sure that I agree with you about those songs. I don't think the songs I would bring to the Bad Seeds, because they're songs that come out of a collaboration. They're not the sort of songs that I can sit and write at my piano in my office. Those sort of songs are much more, end up being much more structured.
I'll change my views entirely.
<It's> Good.
On Triple J with the Doctor, we have, Sir Nick Cave. Well, no, you're not a sir yet, are you, Nick Cave? It hasn't happened yet. But you do have several letters after your name. You know, on two honorary degrees now?
I do, yeah, that's right. So I'm Doctor. Yeah.
You outrank me.
I outrank you, but, you know, you can shine my shoes next time.
I thank you. They're large shoes. That's quite a job.
Yeah, exactly.
and I guess compared to your, you know, you're always hilarious at award shows and you sort of do express a certain, not exactly comfortable receiving awards, but with the honorary degrees, this seems something that you're much more comfortable with.
Well, I think it's because my parents came out of education and I think it comes from the fact that I kind of dropped out, and it really felt, I think, within the family that I hadn't finished my education in some way. Mm-hmm. So in some way, it feels good to get those doctorates, in that it's sort of, they're almost for my mother and for my father in some way.
You really don't stop when it comes to creativity, and I saw that your latest book, Bunny Munro, is getting made into a series.
Yeah, I think we're trying to get it done. You know, these things are never—they're never certain. But we've got a lot of people interested. They want to see at least the first part written up, which I'm doing at the moment. We hope to get that done.
Great, and
but you can never be sure.
Okay, well, we wish you luck. Also,
I really want to do something for English TV that's kind of blows the lid off the whole thing, because I mean, amazing things are being done in the States with TV,
mm-hmm.
as you know, and but in the UK it hasn't caught up to that kind of stuff, and a lot of the TVs, it's bad to look at and cheaply made and not that inspiring. And me and John Hillcoat, who's hoping to direct it, want to do something that's kind of a real different type of TV.
That's cool. Now, what have you done, Nick Cave? What have you been doing with James Lovell from Uncle? Because I saw you guys were working together.
Yeah, I did. I sang a song with Uncle. They got in contact with him. One of the key members of Uncle lives in Brighton, Pablo Clements, and I know him. And he's put together a kind of art exhibition over here, where different singers perform songs with Uncle, and other, I think, visual artists create some kind of visual scenario for each song that is then exhibited. And Polly Borland has done a photographic thing around a particular song that I've sung with Uncle.
Great.
With the band Uncle.
And what does it sound?
Yeah, it turned out real good, actually. It was good. Catchy.
Great. I look forward to hearing it at some time soon. And I'm sure everyone looks forward to hearing the album Grinder Man 2, which comes out in September, which is also your birthday. Happy birthday for the 22nd of September.
Thank you very much.
It's the same day.
The years crawl on.
They do, but they crawl on in a happy way, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's as much as they can in a happy way, they do, yeah.
Are you getting any closer to getting that?
Tell my mirror that.
Oh, your mirror, you trust me, if anyone else was looking in your... No, that doesn't make sense, because... Anyway, you're looking fine. Is the statue in Warrak Nabil getting any closer to being built?
No. Oh. We've put that on hold for a while, until the world crawls out of its recession.
Yeah, that's good. You're doing it for the global financial crisis. You are, once again, a very good thinking man. Nick Cave, thank you very much for talking to Triple J today. Is Grinder Man going to be bringing itself to Australia anytime soon?
Yeah, for sure. We're going to do that in January, I think.
Great. Thank you very much for talking to Triple J today, and we'll see you soon in January, if not before.
All right, mate.
Cheers. He's Heathen Child on Triple J.
You were wrong. You think your government will protect you. You were wrong. Because she's a heathen child. Yeah, she's a heathen child.